Well, U.S. President Barack Obama has welcomed the nomination of Haider al-Abadi to be Iraq's new prime minister.
Last month, the Iraqi people named a new president. Today, President Masum named a new prime minister designate, Dr. Haider al-Abadi. Under the Iraqi constitution, this is an important step towards forming a new government that can unite Iraq's different communities. Earlier today, Vice President Biden and I called Dr. Abadi to congratulate him and to urge him to form a new cabinet as quickly as possible, one that's inclusive of all Iraqis and one that represents all Iraqis. I pledged our support to him, as well as to President Masum and Speaker Jaburi, as they work together to form this government.
Obama urged Iraqis to make a peaceful transition of power to the new prime minister. He said the new leadership faces the difficult task of regaining the confidence of Iraqi citizens, which will only be possible if it governs inclusively. Obama said the formation of an inclusive government is the only way to find a lasting solution to the current crisis in Iraq. However, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has rejected the nomination of al-Abadi for the post of premier.
We assure all the Iraqi people and the political groups that there is no importance or value to this nomination because it runs against constitutional procedures, and the resolutions of the federal court today were clear. We will not accept this violation of the constitution since we are among those who formed the constitution and this democratic process. So be sure that we will continue in our candidacy.
Maliki pledged to confront anyone that is violating the constitution and the law. He said the selection of al-Abadi will have dangerous consequences for the country. He also accused Washington of involvement, saying the U.S. is supporting the people violating the constitution. He added that his State of Law coalition has a majority of seats in parliament.
Haider al-Abadi, who is the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, has been asked by the Iraqi President Fuad Masum to form the new Iraqi government. Haider al-Abadi is the nominee for the Prime Minister picked by Iraq's bloc of Shia parties, the National Alliance. Nouri al-Maliki's allies have rejected the nomination and say al-Abadi has no legitimacy.
There is a constitutional breach from the president. This is what we think. We will file a complaint to the federal court, and whichever the court decides, we will respect. We're the largest bloc, however, we'll respect the decision of the federal court.
The designation was announced in the presence of the Iraqi president Fuad Masum in an official ceremony. Now Abadi has 30 days to form a unity government.
National Alliance has agreed upon the nomination of Haider al-Abadi. Now we will have to wait and see how Maliki would respond. In my opinion, he is not fit to become the prime minister.
Some of the Iraqi people took to the streets to protest the nomination, but it has been welcomed by the EU and the US. A new name has finally been agreed up for the post of Iraq's prime minister. Iraqis have been looking forward to this, hoping that this step could lead to the restoration of security and stability in the country. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.